change is the normal state of things. And I think that what our program tries to do is help to create a generation of people who are comfortable with that notion.
How are organizations changed to improve them? And when we talk about change, rather than being haphazard change, we're really talking about planned change.
This program is unique in its perspective. It offers a broad view of human behavior and social systems.
Our current program is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges.
I've made a living at Booz Allen being a jack of all trades, not really a master of many, but well enough so that I can operate in a number of different spheres. And the MAOC really seemed to fit to help me be able to quickly come into an organization or field or community and be effective in driving change.
I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster, and this is Hawaii Pacific University's Masters of Arts in Organizational Change. It's the first day of an annual conference for Hawaii Pacific University's Masters of Arts in Organizational Change program. This year, the two-day event is being held here on campus in downtown Honolulu. Jerry Glover is chair of the MAOC program and is professor of organizational change.
Generally, we try to have one day related to research because it's such an important part of graduate work. The second day is a topical day where we have people come in and talk about issues and topics related to the field.
Glover says many MAOC students are distance learners. In fact, around 60% live outside of Hawaii.
And we have an annual residential conference so that we can all get together in a face-to-face environment.
Margot Poole is an MAOC professor. She flew in just a few days ago from Australia.
This particular program is available completely online. And so as a student, you could be in a situation, for instance, I've even had a student who's been deployed and she kept going and she got through the program. And so I actually lecture online with my students and I'm just getting to meet some of them today for the first time.
How has that been?
It's really interesting because I guess that sometimes you get a sense of what somebody looks like. And believe it or not, I even once made an error of gender. And so meeting them face-to-face is great.
At an alarming rate, and there's billions, if not trillions, of dollars spent on change initiatives around the world.
Dr. Jerry Glover.
International or a local community or a corporation or whatever, change is a very pervasive thing that goes on. One of the things that happens, of course, is the human and the financial costs are great. But what happens to the organization is often of great concern, too. Because when you have a change initiative and it hasn't been properly institutionalized or embedded in the culture of the organization, what may often happen is you have the old culture there, and then you have the new culture layered on top. And what happens to people in the organization is they end up having to do both things, the old way and the new way.
Change is the one constant in every part of society today.
Dr. Gordon Jones, Dean of the College of Professional Studies.
We do special work, a special cohort with the Booz Allen Hamilton Corporation. They're a very large consulting company, and they have a division of over 900 people who are all change management specialists. And we use them as an example because it highlights the importance of including people who have studied change as a process in the leadership mix in any modern organization. And there are a couple of fundamental ideas that associate with it. The first one is that change is the normal state of things. Everything changes, and they change all the time. And I think that what our program tries to do is to help to create a generation of people who are comfortable with that notion, that looking backwards is not always the best prescription to building for the future. And so rather than dealing with change as a problem, one embraces that as part of the larger calculus used to come to strategic decisions about how does one an organization become better, more effective, and more efficient in a modern global economy.
Wes Woodruff works as a consultant for Booz Allen Hamilton in Florida. He studied online and says He enjoyed it.
Taking all of those courses, they were structured very similarly. You'd read three books spaced out in the course, have online chats and discussions with your classmates, and then you would do a group project. You'd have to write an executive report, for example, on something. So we would divide up. I'll do the first part. You do the second part. And I'll put it together, post it on this website, and then we would critique each other's work and then put it together in a final form. To me, being all online was just as effective as being physically in the classroom. Actually, you got to know the people just through the computer online as well as if they were sitting in class next to you. That was my experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was amazed at how well you got to know the people that you worked with.
Woodruff completed what's called the Cohort Program, a partnership made between Booz Allen and MAOC. Booz Allen employees are given the opportunity to take 4 online courses in the MAOC program, and if they want, they can then continue on to complete the master's degree. Former Booz Allen consultant Ted Peck was the one who helped facilitate the partnership. He's now a current MAOC student.
My bachelor's is in physics. And the MAOC program struck me as a little more tied to what I wanted to do. I did not want to have a master's that was narrow. I wanted to have a master's that I could leverage. I've made a living in Booz Allen being a jack of all trades, not really a master of many, but well enough so that I could operate in a number of different spheres. And the MAOC really seemed to fit to help me to do that, to be able to quickly come into an organization or field or community and be effective in driving change.
That's what Ted Peck is doing now in Governor Linda Lingle's office. He's the acting branch chief for energy planning and policy, working towards a secure energy future for the state of Hawaii.
Welcome, Ted.
I did leave Booz Allen in November, and I came on board with, I'm in the Department of Business, Economic Development and Tourism. You're going to see as I walk through this that I've kind of joined a fast-moving train. But I think you'll see there's a lot of change implications here. And some things that aren't in the slides that I can talk to is what's going on both internally and externally to our organization. Okay, so did you look at your power bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. You notice the utility doesn't tell you the cost per kilowatt hour on the power bill. You have to calculate it. I'll tell you, a year ago, it was 18 cents. A kilowatt hour. Last month it was 26 cents a kilowatt hour. Okay? And on
the MAOC program teaches students to understand and implement change, says Richard Ward, associate professor of organizational change.
How are organizations changed to improve them? And when we talk about change, rather than being haphazard change, we're really talking about plan change. How do you change organizations to improve what they do and how they do things and how they deal with people?
In the MAOC program, Ward says the term organization is broadly defined.
Here we try to use a very eclectic approach to organization. For instance, in a business school, the business schools normally look at business organizations, corporations, companies, etc. We use the term organization, whether it's a business organization, a government organization, an educational institution. It could be not-for-profit organization, could be non-governmental organizations as they're known in other countries, and whether or not you're dealing with political organizations. So a much more broader view of organization rather than just a business organization.
Lisa McElvaney is an MAOC alumna. She also taught in the program, went on to get her PhD in organizational systems, and currently owns her own consulting company.
This program is unique in its perspective. It offers a broad view of human behavior and social systems. It's not just an American model of how things happen or how business should be done or is done. It's really an international, global perspective. For example, when I was teaching, I took note that in my classes, I'd say probably no more than 20% of my students were Americans. So what would happen is that added an incredible value to the discussions because we couldn't make assumptions based on our American culture and not realize it. So everybody in the class, because students come from all over the world to HPU, everybody had something to offer, and it basically showed all of us that there are a lot of different ways to do things. And so as a business consultant, one of the things that I bring to the table that's very valuable now is the ability to work past assumptions, help the clients see past the assumptions that they're making about what their options are, because they only might look at it from a certain narrow perspective and not realize that that perspective is narrow because they don't understand how many other models are out there, how many other ways people in the world are doing things that would be useful to them to consider. So having that type of an approach has been incredibly useful as a consultant. The other piece of that is really having a deep understanding of culture and its influence, its deep influence on people, you know, both on the organizational culture level and on the country level or regional level, and just understanding what that contributes to our expectations, to our behavior, to our assumptions, because all of those things are things that you need to be able to see and help other people see if they're going to make changes in their organization.
The MAOC program consists of 14 courses. Students who enroll full-time can complete the degree in as little as 18 months. Again, Richard Ward.
We have a recommended sequence for our courses. We recommend right now that students actually take our course in organizational change and development first, and then we have a course in organizational culture and intervention strategies, and then organizational leadership, and then into a course like organizational behavior. Our programs are pretty much built the same way between, say, the organizational change program or global leadership program or human resource management program. 14 courses. Two of those courses are a professional paper at the end, which is, we call it a professional paper. A lot of schools call it a master's thesis. And we also do a basic course in research methods. Students also study information systems. They have a general course in information systems they have to study. Quantitative methods, those kinds of things, which are pretty general courses across several different graduate programs.
Students have the option of completing the degree on campus, online, or in a blended format where you take some courses online and some on campus. Again, Dr. Gordon Jones.
One of the things that we found with the Master of Arts in Organizational Change was that we were attracting a fairly mature student. These were people who, in many instances, had already had a fairly robust work history, or they were people who were currently employed and were looking at advanced study in organizational change as a way to support their own upward mobility. And having that as a principal component of our target population, we decided that we needed to package our program in a number of different ways. So scheduling classes at night, scheduling classes on the weekend, and ultimately then packaging courses, individual courses, for online delivery seemed like a logical way to go. Our current program is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, the U.S. Department of Education Accrediting Commission for the West Coast and Hawaii. We're accredited to offer both a face-to-face traditional offering in organizational change, but also a completely online program. So there are some students who will never go to class here, ever. We do have a residency component, and so when they do their master's thesis, when they get to the point where their research is ready to be presented and defended, then they are required to come to Honolulu, and the faculty will meet with them, and at that point, we will make the final determination as to whether or not this student is ready to be awarded the Master of Arts degree. And along the way, I think we've done some very interesting things with the online classes. You know, most people kind of think it's going to be an electronic correspondence course kind of a thing. Read the textbook, fill out a study guide, take an exam. We found early on that that's not the essence of graduate education. Graduate education is about a conversation between students and the authorities listed in their texts and in their research with the professors and other professionals in the field. And so what we've done is we've designed the courses so that in each one, being a member of a virtual study team is essential to completing the coursework.
Camille Pinard is a joint degree student getting both an MBA and MAOC. Currently, she's working at the National Kidney Foundation.
Having worked there and seeing them developing their current strategic plans, I thought that organizational change would be really good. But I also thought that having my MBA would be very useful in the future as well, so I decided to do the joint program. I actually enjoy the MAOC program a lot just because it allows you to look at different ways in which you can structure an organization, make changes to become more productive, become more sustainable, and just more efficient.
MAOC students come from a range of industries and professional backgrounds, many of whom have already had very distinguished careers, says Dr. Gordon Jones.
In my last knowledge management class, I had one student who was a former NASA engineer, another who was an FBI cyber terrorism expert, a female student who was a former ambassador to Nicaragua. We have another MAOC student who is an executive with Daimler Chrysler in Munich, and she began with us face-to-face and then business called her back to Germany, but she has been a very outstanding student. She participates in all activities, even though we know that she has a very demanding executive level job with a very high-powered multinational corporations. We have others who are entrepreneurs who have gone into business with themselves. We have students at Aloha Airlines. We have students in the Fijian government. We have students in Australia and New Zealand. And the reach of our program is truly international, and it really cuts across a number of different industries, from large multinationals to entrepreneurial startups to governments. They're a very august and experienced group. And they're also most democratic and egalitarian. The conversations are terrific. And it is usually only after the fact that people in the class kind of get to know who was that person at the other end of that conversation. In other words, the elementary school teacher who's looking to change her career path by entering the MAOC program is not in any way at a disadvantage in terms of the conversations or the participation or the other work that they're doing with this very experienced professional cohort. So our students come to us from a lot of different backgrounds. The majority of them have already had a significant work experience, and I think they all profit by the sense of engagement that they find with the other students.
MAOC graduates can also apply to the PhD program in organizational change at Southern Cross University in Australia through an articulation agreement between the universities. SCU's PhD candidates are also here at the conference presenting their research. Stuart Hayes says he helped create the program after meeting MAOC Chair Dr. Glover in Australia.
We talked about the possibility of setting up a program like this, and one thing led to another, and we set up the arrangement, which is to offer a PhD program at Southern Cross, but using supervisors from HPU and also tapping into the graduates of the MAOCD program. One of the things that we decided to do as part of the agreement was that students would either visit Australia and have a conference there, which we hold every year, or we'd have a conference here. So it's great. It gives the PhD students a chance to talk about their research, and it gives the MAOCD candidates an opportunity to talk about the possibility of doing research and going on to do the PhD program. Last time, I think we held this at Booz Allen, at their offices. This time it's here. But it's a good conference. It's a good opportunity for candidates.
Alumna Lisa McElvaney says a key component of the MAOC program is that it prepares you to do research.
How to think about research, how to approach research, because that's a critical part of doing well in the academic world, but it's also really important in the business world and in any other aspect, is understanding how to look at and solve the questions that you face. So a lot of the conference today has been focused on helping the students to better understand what the requirements of good research are and to be able to articulate what exactly they want to do and how they're going to do it. And we're providing, a lot of people like myself and other professors are providing support to them to help them do that better.
PhD candidate and Booz Allen employee Wes Woodruff says he's already benefiting from his expertise in organizational change.
I recently switched jobs within our company, and being in the PhD program was the reason that I got this new job. having a PhD is it helps you with credibility and it makes you more valuable to the company.
Professor Richard Ward says the program's focus is on teaching individuals to be effective problem solvers.
And so that when they do go out and work in the, whether it's the business world or the not-for-profit world or education world or whatever it may be, is that they can identify problems and develop alternative solutions in order to be able to solve particular problems. And we're not trying to sell them any particular brand of organization development. We offer them various ideas in how to solve problems in organizations today. And so therefore, by giving them a broad range of ideas and tools on how to solve problems, that they're more likely to be able to, when they face a specific problem that they've never seen before, they've never done a simulation in class, that they can actually work through that problem, identify what it is, develop alternative solutions to the problem, and then come up with a realistic problem-solving method in order to solve the problem for that particular organization.
Although many MAOC graduates stay in their current field, still many others use the degree to change direction, says Dr. Gordon Jones.
We definitely have some folks who are changing the focus of their career as predicted by their bachelor's degree. And we've had school teachers, for instance, who are looking at studying change management. Some of them want to go back because they understand departments of education need leadership and they need people who understand the change dynamic as part of modern strategic and management thinking. Others are actually looking to get into consulting or start their own company or move in a different business direction as a consequence of what they're studying in the MAOC program. And I think ultimately the focus, if you had to come up with a stereotype for, well, who are these people who graduate, a consultant springs to mind, a problem solver, someone that you bring in either within your own corporation or from the outside of the corporation to deal with problems that the organization maybe had not seen before or well dealt with in previous attempts.
For more information on how to apply to Hawaii Pacific University's Masters of Arts in Organizational Change, visit hpu.edu/MAOC. For MBA Podcaster, I'm Janet Nakano in Honolulu, Hawaii.